I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, baby. Ask Dr. Jesse Friday's almost upon us. You know what that's going to do, Chris?
We're changing people's lives.
That's what it's going to do. You can email your questions in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. For you new listeners, the whole show on Friday is me answering your questions. All 3 hours. Whatever you email in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We get a fat stack and we churn and burn through them. All right, we're going to make fun of Dome here in just a moment. I do want to address something really quickly before we make fun of the birthday girl. Happy birthday, Kamala. Idaho is pushing a bill to outlaw drag queen shows in public places. I don't know why I read it in that voice. This is an email. It sounds weird. You know what, Chris? Sometimes I can't help it. My journalist comes out.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Once again, thank you to all the fans who help us put together that soundbite. Anyway, Idaho was pushing a bill to outlaw drag queen shows in public places. I'm driving, but look it up. That's the plan. What, Chris? That didn't come off quite as well when I finished the email, but... All right, now let's talk about this. Banning drag queen shows in public places. I've heard about this. Places like Idaho, basically the red states, are considering doing something like this. And people say, hey, it's great, it's great, it's great, it's great. It is good. It's also not near enough. And this is what I mean. I brought it up at the very beginning when I was going off about McCarthy and everything else, about how all the communist understands is fear and pain. I know that's harsh. That sounds terrible. Oh my gosh, it sounds so dark. But it is true. All he understands is fear and pain. I'm glad there are places out there that are banning these drag shows, especially for kids in public areas. That's good. Get that filth out of our society. Good, good, good. That's all good. Yes. Woohoo. However, it's not near enough. If you were to ban no drag shows in public places for children, do you think the people who take their children to these events and the people who perform at these events, do you think they're going to go home that night and say, oh, no, the party's over, guys. Idaho just passed a law saying we can't do this anymore. You know, I had previously looked at my child as this worthless piece of trash I was going to sexually abuse for clout. But now that they passed a law, man, now I can't do that anymore. Oh, well, son, I'll try to find another way to screw you up for life. Anyway, until then, I'll get back to you. But they passed a law. No. It's not near enough. Does banning something like that cause fear and pain? I'm going to read you something. California Democrat Jackie Irwin's solution to trans females competing in women's sports is to transition them earlier. This is a direct quote. I thought this out already. We start at age 8 or 9. By the time boys transfer into girls in teens at 12 and 13, they have new friends. By the time they turn 17, 18, or 19, nobody knows their past. Do you think that human being is going to be dissuaded from her obsessive desire to destroy America's children? Do you think she's going to be dissuaded by that, by banning an event? Does that cause that demon fear and pain? No, of course not. Just move it around, find a way around the law. And I'm not poo-pooing the laws. I'm glad they're passing the laws. I don't want to be, you know, Mr. Dump on everything. I'm not dumping on the laws. That doesn't cause her fear and pain. You know what does? Going to prison. I don't know why this is considered outrageous at all. Like yesterday, it was against the law to abuse a child, as it should be. It was against the law. And it didn't matter. And again, this is like yesterday, 15 minutes ago. It didn't matter if you did it in a white lab coat, if you did it as a parent. It didn't matter when or how you did it or who you were. If you, at any point in the history of the United States of America, took a 15-year-old girl and you put her under general anesthetic and you cut her breasts off, my goodness, I don't even know. That's 20, 30 years, if not life in prison. What, Chris? Chris brought up Mengele. Yeah, of course he did. He's talking, in case you don't know, Dr. Mengele is his name. He was also known by the Jews as the Angel of Death. I don't like to ever do Holocaust comparisons because it's very difficult to, it's hard to compare things to something that horrific, but it is worth noting that this doctor, under the guise of, you know, doing it for medical reasons, always for the good, right? Always for the good. He would sit at these concentration camps and he would watch the people coming off the trains. And to be frank, he would tell you, he would claim ones he wanted and claims he didn't so he could do experiments on them. To be frank, if your choice was Mengele or going right to the gas chamber was preferred. With the things I've been to, I would highly recommend you go to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. sometime if you want to sober up and wake up to the realities of the evil out there. But they have a little, or at least they had when I went, a special segment on Mengele where you could, they didn't even have it right on TVs in the wall because they didn't want kids seeing it. It was one of those things that was tall enough you had to look over and look down on the screen so you could see the experimentation he did on children and things like that. All right, I'm not making a Holocaust comparison because I don't do that, but they're doing that at hospitals right now in the country, right now in the United States of America. Banning that? When did that become enough for child abusers? If you're, if the guy who lives across the street from you, if he kidnapped the neighborhood boy and chopped his penis off, you'd want that guy in prison for the rest of his life. If a parent does it to their child with the aid of a doctor in a lab coat, why do they not go to prison for the rest of their lives? Prison time. Prison time. Banning these things is fine. Good. Ban it. Fine. All you want. That does not cause fear and pain. That next LGBTQ couple who's going to try to transition their kid and turn him into God knows what for all their friends out there, they should be afraid to do that. You know that, right? The next doctor, oh, the money's good, baby. That trans surgery, I just bought a new BMW. Yeah, that doctor should be scared. That doctor should be afraid to do that. If you're a doctor performing these surgeries on children, you should be looking in your rearview mirror at all times, waiting for the cops to pull you over and throw you in prison the rest of your life. You should be waiting for a knock at your door. FBI, open up! And you should be worried about being convicted of a felony and sent to a prison the rest of your life. Banning drag performances in public is fine and good. It's not even close to enough. Not even close. Ask yourself this, always, as an anti-communist, always ask yourself this. Does my solution to this problem cause the communist fear and pain? If the answer to that question is no, then what your solution doesn't solve anything. Nothing at all. It's rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. If you're a drag performer, you do what you do. It's whatever. It's your issues or your issues. You're a dude who likes to put on women's clothes and underwear and go dance. Okay, fine. You should be afraid to dance for children. If you're a drag performer, whatever your mental state is, you go out there and you do your thing with whatever your stuff is, and you look out and you see a child, you should immediately be afraid. You should think to yourself, oh my gosh, are the cops right around the corner? They're coming for me. But they're not. None of these people are afraid. This is the problem. All of our evil demons who've taken over our culture, they're not afraid. They operate without fear. I've brought this up about the FBI 1,000 times. It's not that the FBI just raided Trump's home. Like, that would be enough. Or just went after school board parents. That would be enough. It's new thing after new thing after new thing, day after day after day after day, the way they've abused the January 6th political prisoners, the way they're abusing pro-lifers. They're going after churches. They're not stopping. Why aren't they stopping? Because they're not afraid. GOP, you're about to take over the House and probably the Senate. Maybe it's time for you to start asking yourself why they're not afraid. Because they should be. And we're never going to get the country we want until they become afraid. All right. Now, I'm going to get back to the Biden, or not Biden, Dome. It's her birthday. I almost skipped right past. It's her birthday. We have to wish her a happy birthday, Chris. Before we wish her a happy birthday, you know, I don't have allergies anymore. I had them so bad for so long. When I say so bad, it wasn't the runny nose. I'd had that. But what got me was always my eyes. And I hated it so much. You almost feel tired all the time. If you have allergies, you're nodding your head right now, because your eyes feel like they have like sandpaper on the back of them, and they're always red, and you're always scratching them, or you're doing what I did forever. You use the eye drops so much that your eyes become addicted to it, and they don't produce their, it's just really, really bad. You know, I don't even own allergy medication anymore. I have an Eden Pure Thunderstorm where I sleep. I have one in the general living area. My sons have one where they sleep. I have three here in the studio. These things are, gosh, I love them. It will deliver. It will clean your air of viruses and mold. You might just find yourself without allergies. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3. That gets you $200 off a 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
I know you can't make out any of the words here on the Jesse Kelly Show, but that was a bunch of protesters protesting AOC once again. Once again, why does this happen, though? Well, as the old saying goes, my buddy Phil with the great band All That Remains, he's the one who said it. I wished I had said it so I wouldn't have to give Phil credit every time I say it, but what's the greatest thing about communism, he says? How many communists? Communism is killed. Why is this happening to AOC? Why are these communist radicals protesting their queen? You're dealing with people who don't have a love. They don't have a loyalty. They only worship destruction. It'll eat everyone. It eats all. It consumes. All right, you know what? Enough of that. We're going to get to some emails, but I have to get to this little gem first. This is actually from yesterday. I just didn't have time to get to it. I was too busy being awesome, Chris. You know what I'm talking
about.
You
know, freedom is not free.
Dome, she was interviewed, asked about all the Green New Deal stuff, all that crap, right? And I watched this video when I was busy pondering just how embarrassing and inept all of our leaders are. You think about that. Have you thought about that? Remember, your leaders in a society, there are people who are made to lead and people who are made to follow. Like, we're all given different gifts. And there are societies like, you know what? Let's do just a little brief history. The London Fire of 1666, if I remember right. 1666, there was a huge fire in London. And I'm not going to go over all the details of it. It's a fire. Whatever. It's a big fire, killed a bunch of people, wiped out a bunch of homes. But part of the story, one of the heroes really of the story, if you can find one in the story, imagine a major city burning to ash, which is basically what happened. One of the heroes of the story was the Duke of York and the king. The king was Charles at the time, and the Duke of York, I forget his name, I think his name was James. And here's what hit me about it. The Duke of York, here he is, the city's on fire. It's horrifying. It's dangerous. People are burning to death. Imagine what that's like, dying of smoke. The fire was so bad, it actually changed the weather in the city. It caused windstorms and things. It's crazy, right? Gale force winds. Scary. I mean, hell. It would look like, to hear it described, it sounded like hell. That's what it sounded like. There was so much smoke, you couldn't tell whether it was day or night. Only the fire down below created this permanent glow, so the sky's black, and there's, right? So, I mean, horror, it looked like something from Lord of the Rings. The Duke of York, he wasn't avoiding it. He wasn't giving out these stupid decrees from some cushy palace somewhere. The Duke of York was right there, side by side with the people of London, soot all over his face, collapsing from exhaustion, fighting the fire. Could have been anywhere else. Remember, that's what a good society is. Your generals, they're not sitting back in the air conditioning. They're at the tip of the spear. Your political leaders, kings, whatever you have, they are sharp. They're sharper and braver, frankly, than everyone else. Here in America, this is what we have.
What are some parts of the Inflation Reduction Act, this amazing new law that you are most excited about?
One of the things that I'm very excited about is what we have been doing in terms of electric vehicles. And I have a particular fondness, I must tell you, for electric school buses. I love electric school buses.
Did you love how she filibustered for time there? You know what that was? That stuff happens to me about once every season. Women, whenever you get married, fellas, young fellas, just know, look, you want to find a dime, you want to marry her and make babies with her, all right? That's how we save this country. But there are some things you should be prepared for. One of the things you definitely should be prepared for, Chris, pay attention, as you get married longer and longer, they will begin redecorating the home for the various seasons that come around. And there's no end to the decor. You think to yourself, man, that has to be it, right? Okay, so the couch is officially full of pillows. Like, we can't have any more. And there are too many paintings on the wall as it is. There's no more, right? No. It never ends. There is no end to it. And they change with the seasons eventually. So what'll happen, guaranteed, once every few months in my house, I will come home from work that night, and the wife, she does this on purpose now to trap me. We'll all be home. She'll give me a few minutes trying to, you know, give me a chance, which she knows I'm not going to look, and then she'll say, do you like my fall decorations? And I'll say, I mean, I'll sound exactly like Dome sounded here. It'll be like, man, I love them so much. And then she'll say, really? Which one's your favorite? And I never have an answer. This is identical to what just happened to Dome when she was trying to figure, oh, what's your favorite part of it?
What are some parts of the Inflation Reduction Act, this amazing new law that you are most excited about?
So much.
That's me every time. I decorate it for fall. What's your favorite part? Whoa, so much. It's so much. I love it all so much. I'm filled with love for you. I love you. You want a flower or something? All right, we're going to get to some emails. Talk about what the CDC did and so much else still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. First, let's get you set up with something. What do you need? Well, you need to be making preparations. That's what you need. You know, you see what's going on right now. I don't have to convince you of anything. You know this long before the Jesse Kelly Show comes on every single night. What do you have for water? Do you have a way to access clean water? Something people forget about. Ammo is an easy one because everyone loves ammo. What do you have for food? Can every individual who lives with you, can they eat for 3 months if they have to on what's in your home? Be honest with yourself. Doesn't do any good to lie to me. Be honest with yourself. My Patriot Supply has partnered with the show. They have 3 month food kits ready to go. Shelf life up to 25 years, 2,000 calories a day. Stash it, forget about it, pray to God you never have to use it. But on that day, if you do, you will thank me. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. That'll save you $250 per kit. Everyone in your home needs one. Preparewithjessekelly.com. That'll get you $250 off. Go now.
Wünschst du dir jemanden, der dich versteht wie kein anderer? Jemand, der deine Wünsche wahr werden lässt und mit dir das schönste Abenteuer deines Lebens erleben möchte? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify richtest du im Nu deinen Online-Shop ein, ganz ohne Programmier- oder Designkenntnisse. Dank der effizienten Einrichtung und intuitiven Social-Media- und Online-Marketplace-Integration kannst du über Instagram, eBay und Co. werben und verkaufen. Neue Zielgruppen zu erreichen war noch nie so einfach. Shopify bietet auf einer einzigen, sicheren Plattform alle Tools, um dein Online-Business aufzubauen. Kostenlos testen und dein Business der Welt präsentieren. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Einfach Shopify.de/try eingeben und loslegen. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. If you follow me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and of course, Ina Garten and Martha Stewart. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste that comes out every Thursday, and it's serving up recipes that will make your mouth water. Think a candied bacon Bloody Mary, tacos with cabbage slaw, curry cauliflower with almonds and mint, and cherry slab pie with vanilla ice cream to top it all off. I mean, yum, I'm getting hungry. But if you're not sold yet, we also have kitchen tips like a foolproof way to grill the perfect burger and must-have products like the best cast iron skillet to feel like a chef in your own kitchen. All you need to do is sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson.
This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and here's your reminder once again. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. You new listeners, I realize we have a bunch of them. Fridays, the whole show is fun. Well, Sometimes your email questions are heavy. We answer those too. It could be personal. I don't care. Remember, your privacy always respected on the show. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All your emails go to Chris. He prints them off. I read them all. So if you want to send Chris any pictures of any kind of rashes or something like that you have, that's fine. Chris, just so don't send those along to me. All right, I want to get this to Mike about Mike Pence before we get to the emails and FBI stuff and this ABC News producer missing. Did the FBI kidnap somebody? All right, we have more to get to, but I heard this from Mike Pence today, and it's fascinating. I'll explain why. Here is Mike Pence.
If Donald Trump is the Republican nominee for president in 2024, will you vote for him?
Well, there might be somebody else I'd prefer more.
Okay, so Pence is getting ready to run for president. But whatever, I'm not going to turn this into... I'm not going to tell you my Mike Pence story again. Maybe I'll tell you my personal story with me and Mike. Maybe I'll tell you again next week. Maybe I'll tell you next week. But I will say this. The establishment GOP types, and I'm not just talking about politicians. I'm talking about writers, just across the board. The more establishment GOP types. It floors me how they still don't understand Trump's rise to power. They don't get it at all. And that weirds me out because I get it. I can see it perfectly clear. You're in the business of politics. Why can't you see it? You know what Donald Trump was? He was a bunch of different things. But what he really was, he was all your failures on the right, all the GOP failures. He was the answer to that in one person. The GOP forever was what? Forever. And this really, Mitt Romney was the exclamation point on all this. The GOP was what? Forever. So nice. They were so nice. So nice. Wow, so nice. The communists were out there telling you Mitt Romney was murdering women. And we were so nice. And people who wanted Barack Obama stopped, they hated that. I know I was one of them. I couldn't believe the kid gloves we treated them like. It was amazing. You know what else Donald Trump was? He was the answer to decades of the GOP ignoring illegal immigration. There's a reason it was his lead issue, and he cleaned everyone's clock. Because for so long, everyone on the right, they wanted to be an immigration squish. If I have to hear one more freaking writer or Republican on the right use that word, I'm going to vomit. I don't know. I'm a squish. Which is always a translate to, I actually don't give a crap about my country, and I don't want anyone to call me mean, but I think taxes should be low. That's what it always is. It's what it always is. Donald Trump was the answer to what? He was the answer to something. What was he? He was the answer to your failure. Donald Trump, yes, he's an extremely charismatic human being, and when he talks, everyone watches. Whether you love him or hate him, he's a charismatic human being. But what Donald Trump was, he was the answer to the right failure. He wasn't the answer to the left. He was the answer to the right's failure. In 2016, we had 1,000 candidates up there, all these accomplished guys, senators and governors and all these things. And America overwhelmingly picked Trump. Why? Because America wanted a battle axe. We were so tired of sending these whimpering little mice to go fight for us. We wanted someone who was going to attack.
Yeah, but he attacks everybody. So what? At least he attacks someone. And that's why Donald Trump was picked.
What's wild to me is the establishment GOP types, they still don't understand Donald Trump being selected as the leader of the Republican Party is as much an indictment of them as it is a celebration of him. Donald Trump is the indictment of the traditional right. He is. I mean, people still don't get it. These never Trump losers on the right, or definitely the journalists, you know, communists on the left, they still will say things like, I don't understand how the religious right can pick someone who's been divorced. Why would you think I would let something like that hold me back at this point in time when you've proven to be a vicious monster? You've proven yourself to be a vicious monster. As you get more and more aggressive and more vicious, the standards, the personal standards I have for people on my side, they don't go up. They don't go down. You've officially convinced me that you want me dead. You want me imprisoned. You want me removed from society. So you think I'm going to have some character list, some checkoff list with who fights for me? Nope. I don't care if he's a fire-breathing dragon at this point in time. I want whatever's going to stop you. But they still don't understand. These types, these McConnell types, the Pence types, they still think, they have convinced themselves but that if Trump will just go away, or if I can just outlast him, right? If we'll just, look, let's just get by the Trump era. Oh my gosh, let's hope he retires or doesn't run or gets arrested. He's going to be arrested, by the way. I'll get to that in a second. But let's just, whatever happens, let's just get past them. And once we're past Trump, once Trump is gone, if I could snap my fingers and just vanish Trump into the ether, once he's gone, the right will go back to choosing me. You don't understand. The rejection of you is what brought Trump around to begin with. You can snap Trump out of existence tomorrow. So like he was never there. He's gone. His memory's gone. Trump's gone. He's faded away. Trump could come out and announce tomorrow, hey, they've announced they're going to drop charges on me if I'm not running for president. So guys, I'm not running for president. I'm retiring from the public eye. Have a good one. This is not going to happen. But if that happened tomorrow, the people on the establishment right, they genuinely believe we would turn our eyes back to them. And they don't understand us turning our eyes away from them is what brought Trump anyway. There'll just be another Trump, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one after that. The system will keep crushing them, and they will keep popping up because it's what the people actually want. We don't want you. You were rejected. You brought us here. Decade after decade after decade of that namby-pamby live-and-let-live crap from the GOP finally brought us to a place where even our medical institutions are infected with cultural Marxists. There is nothing sacred. You preserved nothing in this culture. You gave it all away by being nice. And you think that Trump going away is somehow going to drive us back into your arms? I'll vote Democrat before I vote for these losers again. I'm done with this stuff. I'm done with it. All right. I didn't actually get to emails. I wanted to get to emails. Chris, sometimes things get on my mind. All right, look, when you have such a huge brain, things end up landing on it just because it's such a gigantic platform. What, Chris? That's what happens. All right. The CDC. What'd they do today? What's coming for you? Schools and more. I did get this email, though. Jesse, I spent 6 months in Tel Aviv. Stray cats everywhere. Not a rat in sight. See, when we go to Israel together as a show next July, you know what we're going to see? We're going to go up to the fortress at Masada And we're going to see the Sea of Galilee and Nazareth and all these sacred places. But you know what we're not going to see? Rats. We're going to look around. What, Chris? And we're not going to be able to find a single rat together. That'll be wonderful. When we look around, we're going to celebrate the lack of rats because Tel Aviv, they used the Jesse Kelly strategy. I bet they even called it that, Chris. Anyway, if you want to enjoy Israel with me and Chris and the boys and the Jesse Kelly Show family, you can. Obviously, no obligation, but next July, we're going. There are limited spots available. So if you want to go, you book it. But if you can't go, whatever, that's fine. That's fine. If you can't afford it, I get it. But we're going to have a blast. Go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse, okay? ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Or call 877-234-3002. All right. Emails. And what did the CDC do today? Hang on.
The landlady said, you got the rent money yet? I said, no, can't find no job, therefore I ain't got no money to pay the rent. She said, I don't believe you're trying to find no job. Said, I seen you today, you were standing on a corner, leaning up against a post.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and let's check in. Let's check in with our establishment here quickly, shall we? Here's the Admiral Rachel Levine.
It's very important to note that the fact that the appropriateness of...
She sounds kind of basic.
...the range of medical treatments, evaluations, and treatments of people who are transgender and transgender youth is thoroughly grounded in medical research. And we do not lead state laws and actions that dictate principles of transgender medical care by us, pediatric experts, many at our nation's outstanding children's hospital, including Stanford Children's Hospital. Studies clearly show that gender-affirming care results in positive mental health outcomes. These health services are medically necessary services for youth, and gender-affirming care is medically necessary.
Huh. The ball's on her. Dear sickly Jesse, you often talk about how COVID perpetrators should go to prison. That's cool, but why don't you think they should get the death penalty? Do you think that is too far? Or are you worried about the feds who are reading this email right now will come if you lobby for death for these people? I've heard Dace say it. He's talking about my buddy Steve Dace. And he said he hasn't been locked up yet. Why don't I talk about that? Because I talk about arrests in prison all the time. The people who caused death in this society, there's no question death would be a justifiable punishment. Here is, look, let's be frank about something here. Let me tell you how I look at things. I look at our country and I love it. I look at it being torn apart at the seams and it drives me crazy, makes me angry and sad and all the things it makes you. And I want it fixed. Now, maybe it cannot be fixed. And I kind of believe that it cannot be fixed at a federal level, but I want it fixed. I want to return to being a great country. That's what I want. I want to return to being the America you've always known and loved, that I have always known and loved. So while I want a reckoning for these people, here's what I don't want. As angry as I get, and you've heard me get mad before, and I know you get mad, here's what I don't want. I don't want us to do a French Revolution thing. Meaning the people rose up and they rejected the elites and all that stuff is good and fun. I don't want mass death. I don't think that sets up the country for success going forward. Let's say you were right. Let's say, and I'm not saying you're wrong or unjustified, but let's say we're not just talking about, well, look, here's a great example.
Was there a lesson here, future pandemics, that one thing is more of a focus on that, is how can we protect the kids and get them back to school?
Exactly. More quickly. Do both. And the way you do that, you get the people who interact with the children to be vaccinated and masked. You provide ventilation in the schools. You try to keep them in the schools safely. The most important thing is to protect the children.
Combine that with this.
It is my duty and responsibility as a consultant cardiologist and public health campaigner to urgently inform doctors, patients, and members of the public that the COVID mRNA vaccine has likely played a significant role or been a primary cause of unexpected cardiac arrests, heart attacks, strokes, cardiac arrhythmias.
Okay, when you consider that, it's very easy to say, no, Dr. Fauci should be arrested, put on trial, and then marched off to the electric chair. It's very easy to say that. And if you feel that way, I am not judging you at all. I understand it. If we're going to preserve this country so it lasts another 500 years, right? So your great, 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 great grandkids are enjoying the same country you've enjoyed. There needs to be a reckoning. We need people in prison. We need people to be held to account. People in power. I'm not talking about peasants. I mean the people in our public health institutions, people in government, politicians, administrative state people. There has to be a reckoning. But if that reckoning, if at the back end of that reckoning, we have 1,000 public health people, 1,000 people in government who've been executed, I would argue that we are setting ourselves up for a never-ending descent into civil war, because that's how that begins. And you can make the argument to me, and you wouldn't be wrong. Jesse, they're just going to do it eventually. They're going to start doing it. You wouldn't be wrong. I mean, remember, they've been assaulting and murdering Trump supporters for 6 years now. You wouldn't be wrong. But I'm telling you, if you get to that point where that's what you do, where that's how you conduct yourself, we take power back, we promptly have them arrested, put on trial, boom, lethal injection time, baby. Let me know. Hey, time for you to ride the lightning. If we do that, then they take power back and they do it even more. Then we take power back and we do it even more. When you take that step, that step that is on trial, swing from the gallows, there is oftentimes no coming back from it. And I worry about that. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not judging you. I'm not saying it's not even justified. Someone, a public health official who knowingly caused death, probably should face capital punishment. They probably should. So I'm not being soft. I feel like there is the narrowest window in the world to save this country and preserve it as something that we would even recognize 20 to 30 years from now. I feel like that window is narrow. We are on the razor's edge here. I feel like that pushes us one way. And I feel like it guarantees awful things. That's what I think. That's what I think. Chris, did I sound namby-pamby there? I'm trying to save the place. Now, when we get to things like what the CDC just did, maybe your argument's stronger. Have you heard about this? I'll talk about it in just a second. That's after I talk about my Giza Dream Sheets. Giza Dream Sheets, baby. You know what? Actually, forget about the Giza Dream Sheets for a minute. How many big box stores out there do you still shop at? You know they hate your guts, right? You know places like Target, you know they hate you. They tell you all the time. They actually spit in your face. They let you know they hate your guts. Don't you think when it comes to things like bedding, don't you think we can choose better? Plus, Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow, they're way better than anything you can find in Target anyway. And they're 60% off right now. Go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Use the promo code Jesse. That gets you 60% off Giza Dream Sheets. You can get these things as low as $39.99. That's the lowest price ever. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Now, remember that whole move to a red state and make it redder thing? I know many have done it. I love your emails. Jesse, I did it. Best thing ever. Jesse, I did it. Best thing ever. I love those, right? But I've also had a bunch of these. Jesse, I can't. Jesse, I'm not leaving. Jesse, I won't. And I realize maybe you really truly can't. Maybe you have family obligations, medical obligations, work obligations. There's just no way you could possibly do it. So let's set that aside. If you're in a place where you can't, fine. Let's set that aside. If you can't, you can't. Let's talk to you who won't. Jesse, I'm not running away. Jesse, I refuse. Jesse, I'm going to stay and fight. You're going to stay and fight? Okay. Buckle up. I got a story for you in a second.
Some go too hard to settle down. I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness, from skincare and serums to meditation and brain health. We've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/body and soul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/body and soul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.